Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment this Friday. I am so sorry that I missed last Friday, and you know, that's kind of what I'm just going to talk about here today on a little quick solo podcast. But the reason I didn't show up last Friday was, well, to be honest, I could give you all of the excuses in the book. And the main reason is because I didn't plan the time to record this podcast to get it out there. And I feel like that is an episode, coaching, a podcast all in itself, because I made a promise to myself and that I was going to put new content out weekly on Tuesday and Thursdays. And I failed last week. I did not do it on Friday. Life lately has just, it has seemed like it's in the fast lane of all the things. And as much as I can preach and do time block and work on this with my clients, I failed on myself. And so I am showing up here today to A, say, yeah, we all do. Let's give ourselves some grace. But B, to say that it's really not good to break promises to ourselves, because that is only teaching ourselves that we are last. When we break a promise to ourselves, we are showing, we're showing basically up for everyone else, because life is full and something needs to fall. And last week, the fall was myself. And therefore, I broke my promise. And I'm just not willing to do that. And so now, this week, this is where we really have to get clear on our vision, on our whys, and on our priorities. So I also did a quick Instagram reel or Instagram post on this the other day about where our priorities lie, where we need to double down, what we're really working hard on right now. That's where we double down. And then where we can let things be good enough for now. So the Getmo type of reasoning thinking is good enough to move on. We get so hooked on the perfection of things so often, and we are our own worst enemies in this. We are the only ones that honestly give so much to this perfectionism. Just do it. Just give what you have in that moment. If it's something that you are literally not doubling down on in this moment in time, then be satisfied with what you can give and how you're going to show up for it, but still do not break that promise to yourself, but then move on to the next task. We need to realign our priorities and make sure that our expectations fit in with where we need to align and prioritize in our own life. And that can look different day by day. That can look different week by week. That can look different month by month. But the end result is you are working towards a goal of some sort. You are working towards prioritizing yourself. You are working towards being better for you so that you can show up for everyone else better. So make sure that you are in alignment with your own values. So what are you going to do today that gets good enough to move on? And where are you going to lean in today and double down? Now I'm going to explain to you what I mean by double down. We in seasons and stages of life, time, weeks, months, days, have certain goals, dreams, priorities that we are really working hard on achieving. And so when I say double down, what I mean is let's take that 40% effort that we are putting on this one specific goal or task at the moment, and let's double down. Let's make it 80%. And therefore, what is left now is only 20%. That's where we lean into that get-mo mentality, where those little things, they still need to happen and they are still a priority of sort, but they do not require my full engagement and my full effort at this time when I am going all in on this one task. So can you align with your life right now and look in and see where you need to double down, where maybe you need to pull back, and how you can align that into your daily, weekly, monthly schedule so that you can start to take tangible action steps towards those goals, and more specifically, take on wins. Winning at those keeps us motivated, so make sure that your tangible action items become something that along the way you have the wins, because that will keep you motivated to get to the end of that goal. So I hope this quick little mini session today helped everyone. Where are you going to double down? Where can you pull back a little bit? And how are you going to get there? I'm here for you if anyone needs to chat. Thanks so much for listening. Happy weekend. Happy Friday.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.